So Chris did a great job talking about the design templates that are now up for download. What you get when you download it is a PDF version of the 28 slides, and then you'll also get the individual Photoshop files of each slide. They are layered, and then if you actually drill into the layers, there's a folder that's dedicated to the red lines, which are pixel dimensions, and then there's also green lines, which are hit target dimensions. So that's all in, you just have to turn those layers on and off once you're in Photoshop. So I'll just quickly run through. There's the application, and again, Chris did a great job explaining that some of these you get for free, some of them you'll have to build on your own, and we just give you the information to build it as close to the native experience as possible. I see an advantage there. So, I don't need to run through these one by one, but, it does spread the gamut as far as a design resource for the designer to make a specific screen, and then there are also tools like the hardware button, which a designer might use for presentations or just comps, wireframes, icons. This is a vector download, so there's a smart object in there. These are all vector, so if you go into XAML, you can keep the vector aspect of it. Again, keyboard and input, we didn't really offer the layered version of this. We just gave it to you guys as a resource for schematics or wireframes or presentations. So the documentation does quite a bit of things for the designer. Simple list views. There was a question about layers, panoramas. So there's actually two files. There's the panorama, which this is layered. I think you were referring to there's a panorama background, which is flat. So this slide is actually more for helping you design and develop the actual background of the panorama. So the content in this file is flat, just for the visual noise to let you know that where things will show up and not. So this file is layered. So those are both in there. Pivots. What else? Slider. And then start tiles. So there's a Photoshop file in here that's all pixel perfect for you guys to develop your application icon if you need to, with some recommendations. Let you know of the theme color, that if you want to make a decision that your application be themable or not, this is how it's going to look in magenta. Toggle switch, and then as Chris mentioned, if you download it today or have downloaded, the font is not included. If you really, really want it, come by and I can give it to you guys today. If not, you can wait a day or two and then re-download it again, and it will be included in the package. So, and then as Chris mentioned as well, if you have comments or suggestions on design resources that you need or want, email your suggestion to him, and then he can pass the information on to me. So, any questions around templates or design resources or visuals? Or for the rest of the day, that matter?
I'm just checking my name with this file, so I may just need to download the new version,
right? He was at, yes. Okay. Or I can give it to you.
Okay.
Anything else? Quick and easy. Michael? I think we're done.